Right now, I want to introduce you. I have four special guests joining me here in the studio today. I have Angeline Welk. Many of you may have met her, worked with her, or at least heard her here before. She is a graphologist residing here on the North Shore. She's also an author and an educator, and she has brought three lovely women who have been working with her to share a little bit of information about handwriting and how you can change your life through changing your handwriting. And so, welcome, Angeline.
Aloha.
Aloha. So maybe before we introduce the rest of the women in the room, you want to talk a little bit about some of the changes that are happening here? I mean, here on the planet.
Okay. I think, you know, we can have to consider there are two kinds of changes. One is through our lifestyle, and the other is astrological and cosmic ray influences coming into the planet. And all of these are part of successive steps to evolve us to another stage of awareness. And actually, it is really about having a people of character, strength, and authenticity and greatness. And the two eras that we are particularly involved with right now are Pisces and Aquarius. We're moving out of Pisces into the Aquarian spirit. And each era has its own specific qualities and powers and attributes that we are to develop in ourselves. Now, do you want me to talk about Pisces?
Certainly.
Okay. See, each of these eras are about 2,000-some years. So we are moving out of this one frame into another frame. Now, Pisces and the other influences of that time have to do with faith. It was really highlighted. And faith is a mental ascension into the possibility of what we are considering, that it truly can be a possible. Now, but particularly emphasized was in qualities of integrity, justice, honor, fairness, respect, responsibility, and accountability. Those are the qualities we are already to have. They are like the basic requirements to move into the next phase of awareness. But also the other influences, which are ray influences, have to do with our having vision and dreams and goals, aspirations, ideals, and that we have these powers of commitment developed in us, loyalty and faithfulness to accomplish what we are to be doing. Now, it can bring in handwriting. First of all, handwriting is a picture of a tangible visual of what we are like inside. You know, you look in the mirror and you see what you look out on the outside. That the one thing that we have in the world that is a tangible visual, a printout of the subconscious of what's going on inside, is the handwriting. And so we can change patterns in those writing samples that would limit us from moving on to another phase of awareness. And they are absolutely essential that we, this whole era has to do about cleanliness, and purification. And so whatever is in our way of really meeting the mark is now for us to attend to. And so we are also being given increased powers of alchemy, whereby we can change from one form into another form. And just as an example of how the letters, we absolutely need to work with the alphabet letters, because they hold all the wisdom and the knowledge that we need to make the changes and become more universally aware. So, for example, the letter A, which, you know, in when I teach, it's a star A. But that one says, be aware that you are the leader of your life and do it with integrity. You have the whole layout right in that one letter. And then the letter N, I'm going to skip through some letters. And the letter N says, grow in awareness of what you are here for in this life and accomplish it. So that letter, it has to do with new, you know, the word, do it in a new way, and that's what it's telling us. But then the letter T comes in and says, stand tall with confidence, and that letter does influence our spine. Stand tall with confidence and courage and commitment, and use your willpower effectively that you can accomplish what you are here to do. And so the letters provide the whole platform of our evolution.
Maybe just for people who are not familiar with the way the brain operates and through writing, maybe you could just talk a little bit, because I know a lot of people print instead of write. I did before I started working with you. And could you just explain to people how when you print and you only use one side of your brain, and when you write cursive, you're actually activating both sides of your brain?
Okay. I was going to, you know, when we talk about the Aquarian era, that era really is also a focus on enlightenment. And let's take one letter. The letter L, which is the education letter, is about that. So we have to have new areas of the brain wakened up. But we can't just wake up the brain. The whole body is going to be changed. I mean, not the whole body, but it's going to be accommodating to the physiology and the neural pathways that have to be available for the new light coming in. So let's say, you know, you print the letter L, the lowercase. All you do is make a line. Whereas when you make the cursive style, you start from the heart. It's an aspiration from the heart. And you move up to the realm where there's new wisdom, new knowledge, the whole new curriculum for the Aquarian era. We are going to go into another curriculum. And you gather that knowledge or that those values or that wisdom, and you bring it down to the heart to be shared. Now, also the loop, which people call loops, but that's empty space in between. It's not really empty. It's just our two-dimensional vision. But in that loop is contained the values of the vision that the individual is reaching for. And also it's the abstract imagination that they can enlarge upon that knowledge or that vision that they have. But it's to be shared. Now, in printing, there's no sharing. It's just a straight line. You can do this yourself. Which movements, these are movements, will activate more areas of the brain, making a straight line, or doing the other? And the other one, with cursive writing, you start from the heart. Mm-hmm. So printing deprives us of really greater activation and connection to higher realms and bringing through knowledge that is workable for us now. So in handwriting, you know, we keep writing over the letters, and that is to activate and deepen impression the pathways needed for that particular knowledge and information.
Thank you. That was a beautiful explanation.
Okay.
Yes. And did you want to talk, I mean, that sort of tapped into the Aquarian age, but do you want to talk a little bit about the focus of the...
Yes, I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. The great focus of the Aquarian era is the unity or the balancing, the harmonizing of the two sides of ourselves. The feminine and the masculine, we call it, but, you know, mind, heart, intellect, intuition, the two hemispheres of the brain. That is absolutely essential for us to progress. Now, as an example, the mind, we conceive all kinds of plans and projects, different ideas we have. Now, with the Aquarian spirit, we say, okay, this is a picture I have. And the Aquarian spirit says, now I have to check it out with the heart. The heart will say, how is this benefiting you? How is it helping you to be whole and to be more expansive in your thinking and awareness? And then it asks, and how is it benefiting others? Is it uplifting them? Is it or creating more problems? And it is also, how is it helpful to nature? So now it has to be, the heart has to be brought in into all these decisions that we are making, the choices that we are making. And we can tell we need this, and the education needs to know, the children need to write to bring in the heart world, because right now the focus is right out here, but the connection within is so important for them to be able to manage as these new resources and curriculums come into the world.
Right. Now, if you just tuned in, I have some special guests joining me right now. Who's speaking is Angeline Welch. She's a graphologist, an educator, and also an author. And joining her are three women who've been working with her with their handwriting. And we're going to introduce them shortly. So, and Angeline does have a website. And your website is?
OurLivingAlphabet.com.
Sorry, OurLivingAlphabet.com. And she resides on the North Shore, and she is available for private sessions as well. So she does handwriting analysis, and then, of course, she has workbooks that you can work through with her and improve your life. I can speak from experience, since I've worked on and off with Angeline for years. So, yeah.
I would like to also add that I do have like workbooks for those that are being deprived in school for already learning about the alphabet. But if they can just trace, it's a beautiful workbook, they can just trace over the letters and other exercises that I give that will help to activate different parts of the brain.
And where are the books available?
The workbooks are all available from me, but I do have books on Amazon and blurb.com.
Okay. Yes, so... And did you want to talk about any? I mean, before we introduce the guests, was there anything else you wanted to?
Well, let me hear what they have to say.
Okay. Okay. So, Karen, would you like to start? And maybe you could just like introduce yourself and let us know why you're here.
Sure, I'd be happy.
You need to get closer to the mic.
Thank you. Hello. My name is Karen Sherwood, and I am a resident on the North Shore. And I've been working with Angeline for the past year, almost year, through and just completed her first workbook session. And I wanted to share really what's been the most amazing experience for me in understanding is what a beautiful tool this is in terms of understanding where we're at, who we are, and making changes towards what we want to change. Because as Angeline has mentioned, in your handwriting, in my handwriting, it was revealed right there areas where I was limiting myself, areas where I had strengths, and I could see very clearly things that I'd wanted to change about myself for a long time were revealed so perfectly in the way I was writing. So as I began a practice of relearning how to make these letters in cursive and understanding the significance of the letters and the intelligence and the archetypes that they represent, I began to first really have revealed to me the things that were ready to change in me. And so at first it was a series of being very clear what I wanted to change instead of knowing that I wasn't where I wanted to be but not clear why. So the clarity came first, and I was a little bit slow to actually incorporate the actual things I'd learned into my everyday handwriting. For some reason, I would still write in my former script and save this beautiful new script for practice and for learning. And then there was this turning point, and that turning point was what was so significant for me, where I actually did make the decision to begin to write every day with what I had learned. I had gained enough tools and I had enough confidence to do that. And that's when my life really began to change. And it changed in such significant ways. And I think the most, part that was the most significant to me was bringing more order and less chaos into my life really opened up a lot more space for dreaming and imagination and creativity. And so I find myself now really very subtly and gently having changed many aspects of my life that were not particularly comfortable or functional. And I've taken them into areas now where I have much more time, and I feel like I'm moving into a lot of the archetypes of the Aquarian age that Angeline has been talking about. So that's what I have to share. I'm very grateful to be here and share this with others, and very grateful to Angeline.
Right, well, thank you so much, Karen. And Kimberly, would you like to take the mic and do a quick introduction of yourself?
Aloha. Aloha. I'm Kimberly Bayless. I'm an elementary school teacher. And last year, I had the privilege of homeschooling four children, young children, 6 and 7 year olds. And Miss Angeline came to teach us all cursive once a week, 1 hour a week. And I saw immediately how incredibly focused and grounded they were upon writing. And I witnessed how it gave them a strong purpose and intent of being, of who they were. I've also seen how it soothed their inner soul. It was, class was always at the end of the day, and so their attention, they were tired by the end of the day, but this immediately brought them into focus and immediately gave them a sense of peace. And I could see how it connected both hemispheres of the brain, which is my goal always while I'm teaching them, is to teach to their heart and to their mind and help that connectedness. And then I could see the power and impact of the positive intention it had for these little ones, especially at such a young age and such an impressionable age. The impact was beyond measure. And you can only imagine 6 and 7 year olds, while they write the letter A, saying, "I am a star," and the impact of that. Or the letter H, "My head and heart are a team." Or Z, "I learn and grow from my choices." Mm. And so these positive intentions become a part of who they are. And it is very inspiring and very heartwarming.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Kiana-san, aloha.
Aloha. Well, I have two experiences. First is my own, and the second is my daughter. But I'll share my experience first. So I've been learning, I want to say 3 years, but I'm on the third level. And what I love about Angeline is she's such a wealth of knowledge, and not only knowledge, but rich in spirituality and science. And her heart is so beautiful. So I'm like getting tears. I love her. Love you. She's such an amazing teacher. And my experience has been really unique because I love change. I love evolving. I love being challenged. I love art. And handwriting is sometimes overlooked, how important it can be, how much intention and beauty can be incorporated and focus on handwriting, which, like Karen mentioned so beautifully, it is such a reflection of where we're at. And so I've gone into class so many times and written in handwriting, and Angeline just spot on will say, boom, and it's exactly what I'm dealing with in that day or week or something in my personal evolution. And just, it's amazing to have such an accurate meter in life. So, and just being an artist, and my handwriting before and after is like two different people. I mean, it's the sloppiness, the points, the angles, the all the things that you would overlook. It looked like a doctor's scribble scrabble or something. And my handwriting after, which is still evolving and changing, is just like, wow, I love to look at it. And I love to see, I journal I journal a lot, and I write music. And so I incorporate the handwriting in all those practices. And just being given a weekly opportunity to take a look at myself and dive a little deeper, realize what subconscious patternings are kind of taking over in areas that I don't want, or I want change in this area, or wow, I'm really strong in here, but it's just been an amazing process. So I'm very grateful for it, and will continue to learn in this way because I love it. And for my daughter, who just turned 8, she's been learning for 2 years. And just for a child at her age it's an important time. I mean, you're learning reading, math, writing, printing, but now handwriting, and a lot of the public schools don't teach handwriting, which is, in my opinion, crazy. But so for her to not only have confidence as a writer and reader has been amazing to observe, because it's, I mean, the motor skills to create those lines and curves, it actually, as a child, is challenging. And seeing her progress from barely able to connect a letter fully into her strokes now, which is artistic and fun, and we've practiced together, and it's a sweet moment for mother-daughter, and I think, yeah, I feel good about all that.
Wonderful. If you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Angeline Welk and three of her students, and we're talking about handwriting and just the way, if you take the time to focus and practice your handwriting and make some changes, how your life can change. Synapses in the brain actually change when you change the way you form your letters. And from my own experience too, it is amazing when I've written a paragraph and then have Angeline look at it and just give me feedback, and it's just so spot on. And sometimes it's things that you're not really consciously aware of, because all these things on your unconscious and subconscious come out in your handwriting, but as soon as you hear it, you're like, uh-huh, oh yeah. Yeah, so Angeline Welk joins us here, as well as Karen and Kimberly and Kiona Sun, and we're talking about handwriting and evolution and changes. As we know, we're living in a time of change. It's always change, but things are really accelerating fast and quickly now in so many levels, and just paying attention to your handwriting, taking the time to have a practice where you actually focus on your handwriting. First of all, it gives you time to be by yourself, which is something we don't get enough of, just with a pen in your hand and a piece of paper in front of you. And also, Angeline mentioned the fact that you want to write on paper that doesn't have lines. You want to have just a clear sheet of paper without lines. And maybe we could talk a little bit about that. For people who are listening, thinking, I mean, it is kind of fun. I just invite you to maybe just go down and write a paragraph and then look at it and just see, gee, you know, could anybody else read this? For one thing, you know, how neat is your handwriting? Anyway, so Angeline, you want to talk a little bit about the importance of writing on a piece of paper without lines at all?
Lines. There are a couple of factors. It's limiting, because there are some people who write big, and yet they have to write within that confinement. Because the size of writing is a very key power or quality of people. I mean, the big picture people will write big. It's like they look through the telescope. Whereas there are those who are very fine-tuned, you know, for their particular life experience, and small writing. But lines also say you can't run your life yourself. You always have to have somebody else there, a boundary there for you. So with unlined papers, like you're giving a flat sheet of paper and say, what are you going to do with this? Where are you going to put it? You know, where are you going to start? Where are you going to? And what I'm finding is, like, what they're doing in schools when they start, they do printing, and they all kind of start up in the very close to the top, and there's all this little writing there. So the sheet of paper is like life, and how you place yourself, how much margin you use on the left side or the right side, top and bottom, is all a story about what's going on within the person. But you have to decide yourself. It has to come from within you, how you're going to place yourself in life, instead of having it mapped out for you.
Very well said. And it is really important to know that we have choices. And when you look at those lines, your choices are limited, yeah?
right.
So what else would you like to speak on?
Well, just, you know, they already has been mentioned, Kimberly mentioned so beautifully about, I call them little mantras. You know, each letter, it's really the meaning of the letter, but I bring it down to the understanding of children. Now, with adults, we do the star, with the star A. It's a different style than what we do in traditional schools. You know, the adults will say, I am the leader of my life, whereas children, you know, I am a star.
Right.
They love that, okay? Right. And the other point is, that we have these little sayings for every letter of the alphabet. So, like, say, the letter J, we talked about integrity before. There they say, I am fair. I am fair and aware. The letter K, you know, kawaii, they will say, I care how I think and feel. Now, it's, and then, you know, I go with Kimberly, but if the other teachers carry on those themes about how is fairness shown by this character, what did he need to do to develop that character further, it can be very an integrative study, because the alphabet holds all the knowledge and how we are to be. So letter B, alphabet, is all about wisdom. So the potential of the A, the leader, but how is it going to be it only with wisdom, the letter B, okay, alphabet. But those two have to work together. Like I said, the Korean era is all about these two in harmony rather than the hierarchical positions.
And you want to just maybe discuss a little bit about balance in between the masculine and feminine, giving and receiving. I mean, you touched on a little bit. Do you want to talk a little more about that?
So going back to the alphabet, the letter C, as you see, is like a cup shape facing outward, which is, the letter C relates to the heart. And it is, you know, if people have trouble with them and hurt, they're going to have little lids over the heart, over the C. You know, how you make that C is very informative. But it looks outward. Who are they looking to? Others. To their future. To destiny, okay? So we work to have that. That's the giving letter. But the letter C, though, that nurturing is about helping another to be who they can be through their own qualities. It's not making them codependent. Whereas the letter D is the receiving. So you put the C and the D together and you have a circle, the giving of the receiving. So the letter D says, I open my heart to receive. That's what the children learn. The letter C is, I am sharing, I am caring. And the D is, I open my heart. So they're learning this balance of these two. And as they're doing that, it's really balancing the heart. And then all the other attributes is involves, again, the mind. So we have this balancing activity going on through all the alphabet. The letter L is about learning, okay? So becoming enlightened, open up new realms. And, of course, how far we go in that realm of awareness depends upon how developed we are. I mean, think of a skyscraper. Some people can only reach, they're only developed to attain knowledge from fifth level, whereas somebody else from tenth level. So it always, even though the letter looks the same, but how it's read inside is going to make the difference. Right. How the mind reads is going to make the difference.
Right.
Okay?
Yep. Yeah, and maybe you could.
Okay.
I just wanted to add what a complete circuit it is to working with you, because you're stimulating our mind and our subconscious, and then we're projecting it through our hand physically and writing it on paper, and then visually feeding it back. So it's like this complete circular motion of change. And I wanted to
add
that.
That's a great point. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, see.
And vocally, too, speaking out loud the mantra and saying it multiple times to the point where you actually feel it shifting in your body. So sound, visual, physical, mental connection.
See, it's very integrative. Thank you, Kiana. Mm-hmm. That's a very great, great point. See, they can talk because they are experiencing.
Yeah, well, there's different people learn different ways, too, right? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. And when you start working with the handwriting, all those different ways actually get incorporated if you do it at the level like you share.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? It can activate and strengthen all those different areas depending upon what the need is.
Yeah.
But we're looking for a holistic concept of ourselves, okay, and evolving. You know, this is all, handwriting is there to help us evolve. And each letter is a channel for archetypes, and they will work with us. And the students are feeling how that rays of light are coming in and activating. Like somebody needs to be more receptive or accepting of their power. Well, we work with a letter, and all of a sudden they feel solar plexus kind of hurts. So yes, and to know that. All is going to be intensified as we continue on into this next era.
Right. And if you just tune in, I'm speaking with Angeline Welch. She's a graphologist, which is a handwriting analyst. She's also an author and educator. Her website is ourlivingalphabet.com. Her books are available on her website, as well as Amazon has some of your books, right?
Amazon and blurb.com has and then workbooks to come to me.
Yeah, and some workbooks that she has that you can actually work at your own pace at home, or you can also choose to work with her. People can buy workbooks even if they can't come to you, correct? I mean, workbooks are available for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a really wonderful gift to give to people most of us do have to write a little bit every day. I mean, whether even just sign a check. And maybe you could even talk a little bit before you leave about just the importance of your signature. Because I know you do a lot. Sometimes you work with people just with their signature. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that as well. But joining me here is Angeline. Well, once again, her website is, ourlivingalphabet.com. Did you want to give out your phone number, Angeline? Because you can.
Area code 808-826-0234.
Okay. And then maybe before we close out, too, I'll have if each of you ladies would like to maybe just say one more thing. I don't know, maybe it's like one of the biggest changes you've noticed since you started being consciously aware of your handwriting or, you know, whatever you'd like to share for a closing. But, Angeline, you want to talk a little bit about the signature?
Oh, I want to say about each one, you should really see the difference in their handwriting. And that's the big joy. It's like, who is this person? And children love it. The children love to see their own handwriting. And, you know, I have to do whatever they can before they start, the older ones. And then after we are in class for a while, they are so pleased. So your question was, what do you want me to talk about?
Just about the importance of your signature.
Oh, okay, the signature. Well, we can talk from several different aspects, but the signature, really the name represents who we are. It's really our vibration. Whenever we say that name, it's our cells respond to it, right? Our atoms respond to it. Now, every movement you make with a pen or with the credit card thing, it has an impact on us. So, scribbling, it's your own energy that you're taking and just making those marks. And it's creating that chaos within your own self, okay? So, and being very mindful, you know, every letter. See, the name holds our destiny. You know, you do numerology on the name. So handwriting is one of the soul sciences. So the name holds our character powers and what we are here to do. Gives us a hint of it, all right? So, for example, Tracy, you know, you have the letter T as your key letter. Well, you know, we talked about the letter T, but the letter K, we have the K's here. Mm-hmm. You know, they are the royal people. Mm-hmm. They are the ones of majesty and royalty. So our names, they hold the vibration of our essence and connect us to our blueprint and our spirit. So it should be a great honor for us to write our names with a full intention and consciousness. And before all the computer world came in, people would sit for a long period of time trying to write their name in a certain way. They were feeling something inside, and they're trying to make their signature to match what they were feeling inside. So it just gives us that valuable information. And so today, well, we have big questions, what's going on with the world. But take time and write your name.
Right. Well, and one thing I remember after, you know, working with you, I remember looking at the signatures on the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
And every one of them was so beautifully written. I mean, you could read every single name.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know now so many times I'll be looking at people's writing and I have no idea what their name, you can't, it's not legible.
Right.
And so, I mean, hundreds of years ago, people took pride in their education because, of course, many people couldn't, they were illiterate, of course.
Right.
But it's amazing to see how beautiful people actually sign their names.
Well, people need to know that every movement you make with that pen does something inside of us.
Right. And so, Karen, would you like to have the closing statement?
Yes, thank you. I just would really encourage anyone who has an interest in this to pursue it. And what I'll share one last benefit that's come up for me. I've always had an interest in writing. And I don't know what stopped me, but I wasn't even comfortable journaling most of my life, even though there were lots of ideas in my mind. And I've realized now that I've made these changes in the way I write, that originally my writing, I was thinking about what Kianislin said, it was reflecting back to me a lot of the chaos that was actually I was feeling inside. And so there wasn't a comfort in writing. And now that I've changed the way that I'm writing like crazy. I'm writing stories. I'm writing anytime I get a chance, I'm writing. So it's opened up an avenue of creativity that always felt very stifled. So that's the last thing I'd like to share and share gratitude for, and really encourage anyone who has an interest in this to seek out Angeline and really see for themselves what can lie in store, what kind of transformation lies in store.
Thank you so much, Karen. And how about you, Kimberly? Oh, Kimberly, no. Okay, how about you, Kiana-san?
Yeah, I would just recommend anyone who has any bit of curiosity or interest to go for it. It's such a multi-layered experience. I mean, just simply it's handwriting. Your handwriting would improve exponentially. But then to also gain the benefits of discovering yourself, growing, learning, seeing things that maybe you're kind of just try to hide away or that were blocking you in whatever area of your life. And just the artistry of it too, like reviving that and really keeping it alive, keeping this art form alive and create what it is you want in your life. What I do love about it is when you begin, you're given mantras for each letter. So as you're writing each letter and then writing each word, mantras are running through your subconscious mind as you're writing the word and, like three different mantras for the A, the N, and the D. So as you continue writing and developing the skill and awareness, it's this intriguing, intricate process that you can't really explain other than you see and feel the results. And I'm really results oriented in life in general. Like I'll try something and see how the result is, and maybe it worked for me, maybe it didn't, but this works for me. I mean, it has, and that's why I'm still practicing it and learning as a student. And so now my mantras, because I'm on, I guess, the third level or third year or whatever, the mantras are so personalized to me, and I mean, they're long too, and extensive and very specific, you know, and that's what I love. And Angeline keeps reminding me, be really specific. And so now that I'm going through the alphabet and I'm halfway through this round, the level of development and evolution from my first round, it's incredible. So it's exciting, and then I'm excited to see where it goes next round. So yeah, I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kiana-san. Yeah. So Angeline, if you just tuned in, I've been sharing the airwaves with Angeline Welk. She's a graphologist, which is a handwriting and an analyst. She's also an author and educator. Resides on the North Shore. She is available for private sessions. She also has books and workbooks available. Her website is ourlivingalphabet.com, and books are available on her website as well as on Amazon and Blurp. I'm not familiar with Blurp. Blurp.com. And your phone number again, Angeline?
Area 808-826-0234.
And joining her today, Karen, Kimberly, and Kiana-san. I want to thank all four of you so much for coming in. It's been really a pleasure. And
thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Aloha.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, we all create our own life, so we can make changes in our life through simple practices like handwriting.
And save yourself from heavy experiences.
That's a good one. Create some really beautiful experiences instead of others and heavier ones. Anyway, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.